What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sal will be back, so we'll be getting after that game one, of course, Eastern Conference Finals. 25 years, my goodness. Insane how fast time goes, and really just amazing the depths in which the Knicks sunk. I mean, we lived it. Not everybody, but, you know, those of us who stayed on, for some reason I did, you know, so. And I got to tell you, that's one reason why, you know, and it's the mindset, I didn't even know I was going to go here, but it just hit me. The mindset of some fans really is perplexing these days. You don't think that I got, and you really should know by now it doesn't bother me. You really should. You don't think that I got pounded over the weekend? Oh, you checked out on the Knicks. You know, you don't deserve to celebrate. Take a hike. Yeah, okay, buddy. Yeah, I'm going to listen to you, and I'm not going to celebrate. Yeah, okay. When I was staying up, and I was watching Bernard King from the foot of my bed on a black and white TV at the age of about 7 or 8 on Channel 9. Yeah, okay. I'm going to listen to some 20-something-year-old punk on social media who's going to tell me not to enjoy the Knicks. Okay, that's going to happen. What I don't understand is like, when, and Hoff, maybe I need some help with this, really. When was the balance of being a fan, I don't mean a fanboy, like an unapologetic fanboy, I'm not talking about that, but being a fan, okay, but also being critical, like, when did people stop hearing, to me, like, that's the best type of voice. Like, if I'm, I don't know, man. Like, I'm just thinking back to when I used to listen to WFAN. Of course, I know that Mike loved the Yankees. Growing up, you know, loved Mike, Mickey Mantle, loved his Yankees. But he would go scorched earth on them when they deserved it, you know? Same with Mad Dog with his Giants and same with Joe with his teams, right? Like, why is it suddenly less, I don't know if the word's acceptable, but whatever. Or less acceptable to straddle that line of being fair and also being passionate. What's wrong with people?
Well, I think people just are like, you know, the fanboys are tired of hearing criticism. So they're just sitting there. And as soon as you say anything that, even if it's realistic, even if it's actual truth, they don't want to hear it because it's about the vibe. It's about the energy. It's about the optimism. It's about positive freaking Tommy sitting out there. Ooh. Talking about, you know, we got dudes, dogs, all that other stuff. But the reality is a lot of people don't want to have that. Like, same way as superstition. Like, I sit there and watch a game, baseball game, football game, hockey game. If someone walks into a room that has bad energy, I ask them, please get the F out of here.
You do?
I don't want, yes. If some, yeah, I don't want that. I'm watching a game. I'm feeling
what if it's your wife?
Way. Yes, get out of here. I'm in the middle of something.
And her response is?
She tells me where to go.
Exactly. And she not only does she stay, but she kicks you out of the comfortable seat, and then she sits down.
Right, and then I'm doing work, and I'm missing the game. Yeah.
But you think it's really, yeah, you might be right. It's just a byproduct of more the whole positive vibe thing, and like just, that's not how I grew up.
We've talked about this many different times, and just even calculating when you're playing ball or whatever it is, like it's a mental game now, and we recognize it and how you almost want to attack, you know, being an athlete as just more than just being physical. You also want to think about the mental aspect of it. Fans are doing the same thing. Fans are going, I want to be positive when I'm watching my team. Like, I don't want to sit there. That's why I retired from being a Jets fan. I'm tired of being...
Did you put the papers in?
I did that earlier, yeah.
I did not get any tweets or alerts. Has the league accepted the retirement papers? That's a big development.
I don't know. I put it in a couple months ago. I don't know if anybody's actually seen the papers yet. It's kind of like that time when I think the Denver Broncos were trying to sign somebody at the last minute and it didn't go through. The paperwork maybe never went through, but I'm retiring from the Jets. I am done. I don't need negativity anymore.
This is huge, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm tired of the negativity. And I understand that this Jets franchise is in a different direction. But the point is, I need positivity. And I don't get it from the Jets anymore. I'm tired. I'm going to go to somewhere else where I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm a free agent right now.
Wait, so you're one of these people that I was just criticizing. You've turned into one of these people I just found. Talk about burying the lead.
Yes. And for my football fandom, yes.
Okay, so you couldn't even give Aaron Glenn 2 months to get it off the ground?
Well, I didn't want Aaron Glenn to begin with, so.
It's on
other people.
All right, so let me ask you. Wow, this changes football season. So, or it could if the Jets are interesting. So let's say the Jets are 5-1 or 4-2 or 3-2. What's going on?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At this point, and I've made it very well known, because everyone knows I'm a Mets fan, or I think everyone knows I'm a Mets fan.
Yeah, but that we know.
If somehow the Mets don't go to the World Series, which is very possible, mm-hmm. and the Yankees do, I would like to see the Yankees win a World Series because New York, the fan base, needs to win. They need to celebrate. So whether it's the Knicks, the Rangers, the Jets, the Giants, I don't care. So as a New Yorker, yes, I'll be very happy with that, but I don't need to sit there and go. I'll be happy for the city. I'll be happy for the people, the Jets fans. I'll be happy for New York, wow. But I don't need to go through that aggravation. I don't care.
You are hitting me with a lot. All right, well, before I get back to the calls, what happens... So, by the way, as much as you were mocking Tom, because you were like Tom, positive Tommy, you're doing the same thing.
No, I'm jumping off board. I'm knocking him because of, I'm not even knocking him. I am tired of all my teams that I'm rooting for being so terrible. I don't see a good path for them.
Okay.
So I'm eliminating that from my life.
Okay, but that's different from, and I got you,
yeah.
But that's different from sticking with a team and remaining true to what we're seeing. Like, that's so, like, you're not just going to, like, the Jets are 1-5. You're not going to create this whole positive aura, I hope.
No, why would I do that? That's why.
Sure. I don't know what's going on around here anymore.
That's why I quit on them. I'm not going to make something out of nothing. If they suck, they suck. If the Mets suck, they suck. And like you said, you came out here and said, like, if you have a negative thing to say about something with the Knicks, you didn't trust this team to begin with,
yeah.
And early in the season, and that's okay. You're allowed to have that opinion.
Absolutely.
You're allowed to have an opinion. That's what we do.
Well, of course. And by the way, that was kind of validated by the fact that they went 0-10 against the elite teams. Now, as things have changed, as circumstances have changed, I've changed my tune. I mean, happily. And I do think they're going to beat the Pacers. All right, so last thing here. I got to get back to something you said. So this is very, very interesting from Huff. He's morphing into an adult right in front of our own eyes here.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
We won't. Because I don't think you'll stay. I don't think you'll keep up with this. I don't think we'll have to tell anybody. So if the Mets get to the you said you want everybody. You just want somebody to win. That's the
I think it's time that New York takes over. Because I will preface this. A lot of it is because I'm anti-Boston. I'm anti a lot of these cities that have won so many championships, and we're sitting here. When's the last time we won a championship?
Yeah, the Giants.
It's been a long time.
And Red Bull.
It's time for New York to get back and take over the world.
Well, I'm with you on that. I mean, and by the way, it's going in a pretty good direction. Yanks and Mets should be in the playoffs. I mean, obviously the Knicks.
The Rangers were there.
A year ago. They got to get their act together. But anyway, so this is the ultimate test here, and he's going to walk right into the trap if he's honest, folks.
Sure,
there's always a trap, which he won't be. If the Mets, for this one, if the Mets play the Yankees in the World Series.
No, I want the Mets to win.
Oh, I know you want the Mets to win. Yeah. That's a given.
How's that a trap?
Will you still be happy for those who got a championship?
Well, we've won a championship either way. I mean, there's a championship
in town.
So the
answer is yes?
So, I mean, yeah, whatever.
Well, come on!
Why is that a trap? I just said I want New York's going to win a champ. I want them to win a championship. If it's Mets versus Yankees in the World Series, that's not ideal. It's not what I want because there's going to be a loser out of it. Yeah. I'd prefer just to have either the Mets in the World Series or the Yankees in the World Series. Obviously, I want the Mets to win the World Series. But if you're telling me it's a Subway Series, someone's going to be happy here. And it's about freaking time. I'm not thrilled with that answer, but that's the truth.
Oh, all right, man. All right. I got you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.